morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church and chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. We invite you to contact us for comment or if you desire counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is brought to you by the Portmore Missionary Church, located in Edgewater, St. Catherine. Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with Associate Pastor Kavon Edwards and the congregation, invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. We encourage you to invite your deaf relatives or friends to come and share in the service, as we do have sign language interpreters to assist throughout the service. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed on they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need
morning, listeners. Today I will continue to examine the strategies our Lord Jesus used in his ministry of evangelism. Last week, we saw how the Master used a strategy of targeting in evangelizing Nicodemus, a Jewish rabbi who took the initiative to seek him out by night because of his fascination with his miracles and a conviction that God was with Jesus. I drew the conclusion that although Nicodemus came to Jesus, in reality, Jesus targeted him. The effectiveness of Jesus' ministry was clearly shown when Nicodemus identified with him as a disciple at Calvary when he was crucified. John 19:38-42. Today, I will look at another individual whom Jesus targeted, Zacchaeus. Luke 19:1-10. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector in the Roman tax system. This system, under which an officer gained his income by extorting more money from the people than he had been contracted to pay to the Roman government, had evidently worked well for Zacchaeus. He was a rich man. His location in the major customs center of Jericho was ideal. He became aware that Jesus was passing his way, and he sought to see Jesus who he was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Verse 3-4. Zacchaeus' desire to see Jesus was only surpassed by the fact that Jesus wanted to see him. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Verse 5-6. This was an expression of divine necessity. Jesus took the initiative in calling for Zacchaeus. The text does not discuss how Jesus knew his name, but Jesus announced that it was necessary for him to stay with this eager spectator. In the ancient culture, the request revealed Jesus' acceptance of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus responded by coming down from the tree and receiving Jesus with joy, not only to his house, but into his life as his personal Lord and Savior. We see in this passage the targeting strategy of Jesus at work, the sovereign call and the human response. Jesus cared for those in need, for those rejected by society. In the Zacchaeus account, these themes are summed up in a beautiful detail. The account is unique to Luke's gospel, just as the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the compassionate father. Jesus' show of concern angered the crowd who regarded this tax collector as a sinner because of his work for the Romans and the way he took money from his own people. Verse 7. For Zacchaeus, this visit to his house by Jesus marked a turning point in his life as he recognized Jesus as his Lord. In demonstration of his repentance, he said, "Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Verse 8. This encounter of Zacchaeus with Jesus brought salvation and revealed that true commitment to the Lordship of Christ is immediately demonstrated in a changed life. Jesus called this change in his life and his entrance into the kingdom salvation. But this salvation did not begin with Zacchaeus, but rather came to him in the person of Jesus. Today, salvation has come to this house. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. Such is the gracious work of Christ in bringing God's grace, forgiveness, and salvation even to those whom society deems to be the worst of sinners. Zacchaeus' attempt to glimpse Jesus became much more than he bargained for. In return for Jesus' openness to him, Zacchaeus makes the proper response. Having accepted Jesus' initiative, Zacchaeus becomes generous with his resources, even seeking to make restitution for past wrongs. Two actions substantiate Zacchaeus' transformation. A new generosity means that half of his assets are going to those in need. In addition, anyone who was robbed will be paid back with the highest penalty of the law. The law allows a fourfold rate. Exodus 22 verse 1, 2 Samuel 12 verse 16. Normal restitution had it only 20%, Leviticus 5 verse 16 and Numbers 5 verse 7. Zacchaeus' access to God's blessing was gained through faith. Not only that, but Jesus' targeting mission was fulfilled. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Guided by the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to be effective witnesses of the gospel, believers must adopt the targeting strategy of Jesus in reaching the unreached. They may be wealthy, possessors of this world's goods, or they may be poor and destitute. All people need the Lord. St. Augustine once said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." I challenge believers to adopt the principles Jesus used to effectively reach people who were lost. He said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Matthew 4, verse 19. That is the only way to be effective in evangelism. Who can you target this week with the liberating gospel of Jesus Christ? Next week, we will look at how Jesus crossed barriers in his targeting strategy.
We are called to take his light, to to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can change.
We do trust that you are blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or if you desire counsel, you can email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The Rosemount Missionary Church, 7 Vernon's Drive, Montego Bay, St. James, invites all to the dedication service of their educational center this afternoon, commencing at 5. The Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11, will be having its annual Harvest Thanksgiving service on March 29, commencing at 5 p.m. All are invited. The Hepzibah Missionary Church, Coal Mountain, Manchester, they will be having an evangelistic crusade under the theme Repent, Christ is Coming Soon, Sunday, March 15 through to Sunday, March 22, commencing at 7 o'clock each evening. And the Heathfield Missionary Church, Heathfield St. Elizabeth, invites all to their Harvest Thanksgiving service to be held this afternoon, commencing at 3:30. We'd like to thank once again the Portmore Missionary Church, located in Edgewater, St. Catherine, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. The pastor, Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with Associate Pastor Kavor Edwards and the congregation, invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. We encourage you to invite your deaf relatives or friends to come and share in the service, as we do have sign language interpreters to assist throughout the service. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
People need the